Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek. I'm speaking by telephone with Alan R. Scott now, the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony, celebrating the 60th season of the Helena Symphony, starting with the opening night concert tomorrow night. Welcome again to Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've got a big kickoff for a concert tomorrow night, the 60th anniversary season opening with a really nice program. I know I want to talk about that in some detail, but this is a big year for you and the symphony.
It is. Well, it's my 12th season here, and more importantly, it's the anniversary of our sixth decade, and we're trying to do a lot of things and bring back in guest artists that people have loved, doing some things we've never done, having a composer in residence. There's so much going on with our six of Masterworks concerts, our three non-series, our five educational programs, several school visits, so we have a lot going on.
Well, why don't you pull a couple of highlights for us about things coming up? You mentioned bringing some people back. I know that's something that that organizations love to do to celebrate anniversaries, and people really enjoy, hearing music that they've heard this symphony do or perhaps not do for many, many years, or in this case, bring back somebody that's well-loved.
Well, yeah, we're bringing back someone who was just here last year and a few seasons ago. People just love him. It's pianist Joel Fan, who is actually Yo-Yo Ma's pianist, and he has done so many sort of off-the-wall stuff with us, Sheminyavsky, Bernstein's Age of Anxiety, but he'll be doing Rachmaninoff's Third Piano Concerto in February, so that's huge. People love him. Romanian cellist Ovidiu Marinescu has been here over the years, a dear friend of mine. He'll be doing a new work by our composer-in-residence, Kyle Smith, who's writing two works for us this year, as well as we'll be performing other works that he's written. Very accessible, gramophone, noted composer, just a wonderful composer. We'll also be bringing in an artist we've never had here, someone who I discovered when she was 12 years old. She's now all grown up, and she's a pianist living in Germany, Claire Wan Chi. Will be doing Grieg's well-known piano concerto. And so, in addition to that, some other quick highlights. We'll be doing Bach's St. Matthew's Passion, which has not been done by any of the symphonies here or any organization as far as we know. I'm doing it with a twist. It will be quasi-stage / choreograph, but not in a narrative operatic sense. More positions or moments and looks. Totally different. Totally progressive thinking and maybe crazy, but I think I saw something like the Berlin Philharmonic do something like this, and I just was blown away a few years back. And so we'll be doing that, as well as Prokofiev 5, Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis, and closing the year with a special concert in May with Beethoven's 9th, which we've done several times here, but of course people just love it, celebrating our 60th.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful season. The full season information is available on the website, which is helenasymphony.org. For the opening night concert tomorrow, you're going to feature your own concertmaster playing Brahms. You've got a really nice program put together. Why don't you talk about the kickoff tomorrow and the special after event as well?
Right. Well, we open with Sibelius' Fifth, which I did about 11 years ago here. Sibelius, of course, being considered one of the greatest symphony writers of the turn of the century. We've done his Fifth, and I've done it a lot, and why he writes in a way that we call continuous creation, as if we're seeing the artist paint the picture. We don't necessarily know where the composer's going. It's one of the most miraculous, triumphant symphonies, very much in the vein of Beethoven's Fifth, or Tchaikovsky's Fifth, or Mahler's Fifth, where there's a sense of triumph through struggle. And it's one of the most miraculous symphonies. Second half will include Brahms Violin Concerto, one of the greatest concertos ever written for violin. And we're so lucky that we have a full-time concertmaster who, when we searched for one 9 years ago, we wanted someone who's also a well-known soloist. And Stefan Cepeda, he and I perform outside of Montana quite a bit together. So he's featured every other year or so as a soloist. So it's a great opening, and people really love hearing our concertmaster as a solo. The concert follows a opening night celebration sponsored by the Parrot Confectionery, and it's a champagne dessert reception, and subscribers get in for free. Everybody else can pay $10, and ticket sales are going incredibly. Subscriptions are available. There's tons of perks. We have a new Bring a Friend Pass And it's going to be a great opening. And, you know, we're looking at 1,600 people already. So this is a great way to begin the season for our anniversary year.
We're talking about the concert tomorrow night. It's the opening night concert, the 60th anniversary season opening of the Helena Symphony. I've been talking with Alan R. Scott today, the music director and conductor. To contact the symphony, the website is helenasymphony.org. The phone number 442-1860. Alan R. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.